Today, we're going to talk to my grandpa about where he worked at IBS. He worked there for like over 38 years. He has now retired because of some issues that we'll get into. So, when did you start working at your job?
I started International Business System June 4th, 1974.
And when you started working there, what were you doing?
I was working in the shipping department. A lot of training people, how to operate machinery, and I went into a warehouse management, and 37 years into that business. I was 22 when I went there. I was 59 when I left it.
What was your shift?
I worked on the first shift for 37 years.
Which is?
Beginning. From 7 to 3 in the afternoon.
7 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
So during the time you worked there, how many days did you say that you missed?
The 37 years I worked at that job, I say, besides vacation, maybe 20 days, 25 days besides vacation. Because I always work, I would go work every day. Every day I'm there. Every day I'm there. So I worked late, early, or whenever. I was there at that job. And they compensated me for doing what they asked me to do. And I did what they asked me to do. It wasn't a problem between me and management.
And as the years went on,
I went from shipping department to material handling.
What to?
Handling paper.
So can you tell us, like, how was your years working at that job? Like,
the years was great. Job's good. And I love it. I had ups and downs, and it was a hard job. It was, you know, labor work.
What was the type of people you was training?
Guys, young men, white, black, my family. I had my three brother-in-law was there. I had my brothers there, and I had my two sons was there, and I was training them how to perform in the business, how to learn the business, how to do material handling, machining, shipping, and stock, all different things, you know, learning how to work on machines, how to operate machines, and people, we work had different, I seen different people come, different people go, and some was easy, some was hard, and you know, then some have, you know, like, jealousies, and I didn't want to listen to what I say.
Why do you think that was?
Because I was black.
And you got, like, treated differently than other people because, like, your skin color?
Yeah, my job wasn't racist, but people, you know, if I get promoted for doing something, people get mad at me because I got promoted and they didn't. And that's the way it was the time that I was there at that job.
So they felt like you was, like, crossing boundaries that you wasn't supposed to cross.
Well, they figured that they should have got it instead of me.
Mm-hmm.
But they looked down on me. Looked down on me. Because he didn't get it, and I did.
You said something about crossing boundaries. Can you tell me?
I see. Working there, every person, human being, if you didn't take care of yourself, you won't be taken care of. Every person is for themselves. You work for yourself. So I didn't care what they say about what happened to me, what I was getting. They did a job. I did my job well, and I did my job well, and they compensated me for doing my job well. People fight, and you know, see people have fights on the job, each other, amongst each other, and everything. You fight to certain parts of the family and stuff like that, and you didn't do it to me. And you can get along, hard job, sometimes be hard, ups and downs, and knockout, dragouts, and mistreated, criticized, talked about, hatred, and it was a hard job. It was hard, started getting harder and harder and harder when I was there, and I would have been there, but had an accident, so that took me out of work, and I'm disabled this, and but you know, I guess people are happy now because I'm not there.
And why you think that?
Because I had my way. I could get away with like different things, and they couldn't get away with it, and I didn't like that. So I guess they're happy because I'm not there anymore. You know, you can't hang with that man, hang with that person, hang with that fella. Well, you know, they didn't like that.
Yeah. After 37 years, you finally retired. So can you tell me how your retirement party was? How did they honor you?
They honored me. They gave me a retirement party and gave me gifts. Gave me money and appreciation, and everybody was together. All of the family was together, and we had a very nice retirement party. Now that you're looking to come back, you know, man, anytime I feel like, you know, to visit the people, and you know, and it was nice. And that's enough. And alright.
Did you feel like it was like enough? Like, did they honor you enough, or could it have been more done?
It could have been more. Because the people that retired from there didn't get the things that they gave me.
Well, it could have been more. It was enough. You got more than what other people got.
It was enough.
Okay, so this is the end of my project. Thank you for listening.